Good morning. This is Kate Olson from the Cass County Office of Iowa State University Extension and Outreach with your Extension Report on this Wednesday morning. We are headed into a cool snap this weekend. We're going to chat a little bit about some things you can do to get your yard and garden ready. One of the questions that we often get is fall mums. If people want to know if the plants that they purchased from a floral shop or received from a friend will survive the winter. If you have a florist or a greenhouse mum, unfortunately they do not usually perform well when planted outdoors. You're more than welcome to try, but you may want to expect mixed results, as most florist mums will not survive the winter when planted outdoors in Iowa. Those that do typically don't bloom or will bloom infrequently. If florist mums do bloom, they bloom late in fall, and oftentimes the freezing temperatures will destroy the flower buds before they are able to fully develop and open. If you would like to plant them in your garden, purchase hardy garden mums at a local garden center in the spring, as these are usually more cold hardy than florist mums and also will bloom earlier. If you are planning to plant garden mums in your garden this time of year, keep in mind that fall-planted mums will struggle to survive the winter. Flowering mums purchased in late summer or early fall should be regarded as annual additions to the landscape, similar to those purchased from a flower shop. It may be time to head them to the compost pile if it starts to get cold before you can get them in the ground. Spring is the best time to plant mums in Iowa. Spring-planted mums have the entire growing season to get established and usually survive the winter much better than those planted in the fall. And again, when purchasing, be sure to select those hardy garden mums. If you have mums in your garden that you are hoping to overwinter, keep in mind they are shallow-rooted plants. Rapid freezing and thawing of the soil during the winter will heave plants out of the ground and cause severe damage. Gardeners can increase the odds of mums surviving the winter by applying mulch in the fall. This helps eliminate the alternate freeze-thaw cycle that will heave plants out of the soil. Apply the mulch in late fall, typically late November in central Iowa. Do not cut back the plants prior to mulching. Just cover them with several inches of mulch. Suitable mulching materials includes clean weed-free straw, pine needles, or evergreen branches. Leaves are not a good mulch as they tend to mat down and will not provide adequate protection. Keep the mulch in place until early April for best protection. Similarly, if you have unplanted perennials that are still in their containers and you don't have time to get them in the ground before this cold snap hits this weekend, you will need to take steps to make sure they survive the winter while still in the container if you are planning on planting them in the spring. Container-grown perennials should not be left outdoors above ground in the winter months, as the unprotected roots will be damaged by the cold winter temperatures and the plants may die. An excellent way to overwinter container-grown perennials is to dig holes in a garden area and set the pots in the ground. Place soil around the pots as if you're planting them. This is a good insulator and will protect roots from the cold. Plants overwintered in containers should be heeled into the ground after they go dormant, but before the soil freezes. This is typically within a few weeks after the first frost in the fall. Pull the containers out of the soil in spring when the extreme temperatures of winter have passed. This will allow you to dig and remove the containers, usually several weeks before the last frost date for your area. Container-grown perennials can also be overwintered by placing them in an attached, unheated garage or other structure if you are confident the temperatures will stay between 20 to 45 degrees. Keep in mind that many unheated structures will vary more widely in temperature than this, and so it is important to monitor and adjust the temperatures inside the structure if needed to prevent killing off the roots or bringing the plants out of dormancy too early. And finally, if you have tender perennials, those would be plants that do not traditionally overwinter well in the Iowa landscape because they tend to be more tropical, you may want to consider digging them up in the fall and storing them indoors over the winter. In general, tender perennials should be pruned back just before or after the foliage is killed by frost in the fall, so you may want to be watching those plants over the next few weeks. After the foliage is killed by the frost, carefully pull the bulbs, tubers, rhizomes, or corms out of the ground, remove any excess soil, allow the bulbs to dry, and then store them in a cool, dark, dry location. Temperatures in this location should not get below freezing. Cardboard boxes, crates, paper bags, mesh bags, or containers of peat moss, newspaper, sand, or vermiculite are all good options for winter storage. The bulbs must be allowed to stay dry enough to remain dormant and free from moisture-loving mold or fungus, but damp enough not to dry out and shrivel up. Some common tender perennials grown in Iowa include cannas, caladium, elephant ear, dahlias, gladiolas, calla lilies, banana and tuberous begonias. If you do plan to dig these up and store them during the winter, you should check on bulbs periodically through the winter. Remove any rotting, soft, or dried out bulbs that develop. If conditions are too dry, lightly moisten the material they're stored in. Be careful not to overwater, as you may cause rot, mold, or fungal growth. The storage organs of most tender perennials will multiply quickly in the garden. Leave them intact until spring, as any injury incurred prior to storage will decrease the chance of rot. So if you're planning on cutting rhizomes, tubers, etc. apart, do that in the spring, making sure there's at least one or two dormant buds present on each section. You can expand your garden bed or share the extras with relatives, neighbors, and friends once you do that division in the spring when they come out of storage. One of the most difficult parts of storing tender perennials is finding a location with the correct temperature. Tender perennials should be stored between 40 to 60 degrees Fahrenheit on average. Some species prefer the cool range and others prefer the warm range. Check on an unheated basement, root cellar, or cool bedroom to store tender perennials, as normal interior temperatures are too warm and most garages can get below freezing during extreme weather. If you would like more species-specific information on cannas, caladiums, elephant ear, dahlias, gladiolas, calla lilies, bananas, and tuberous begonias, you can find that on our Horticulture and Home Pest News page. We have a section on each of those plants outlining how, when to cut those back, and ideal storage conditions and temperatures if you have a specific plant in your garden you are trying to keep over winter. So check out Tender Perennials on our Horticulture and Home Pest News page for all the details on that. Lots of other information on overwintering plants in your garden, everything from tender perennials to hardy perennials to trees and shrubs in the landscape as we start to get into the cool season of the year and our gardens start to go dormant for the season. Of course, we always want to share with you that you can find upcoming events and activities as well as helpful garden tips by following Cass County Extension or ISU Extension on our social media pages. Find information on our ISU Extension webpage, and you're always welcome to give us a call here at the office, 712-243-1132, or stop by the Cass County Extension office in Atlantic. Till next time, I'm Kate Olson for Cass County Extension.